Hello, girls and boys. Today we're going to make music.
KXRNLP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach, KX93.5.
But you got to go home with me. I forgot some good old loving and I got some in store. When I get through throwing it on you, you got to come back for more. Boys and things will come by the dozen, but that ain't nothing but drugstore loving. Pretty little thing, let me light your count, cause mama, I'm sure hard to hell and I yes around. Lighter than word, and I'm a man with a great experience. I know you got you another man, but I can love you better than him. Take my hand, don't be afraid, I wanna prove every word I say. I'm advertising love for free, so won't you raise your hand with me? Boys will call my dime by the dozen, but that ain't nothing but 10 cent love. Pretty little thing, let me light your count, cause mama, I'm sure hard to hell and I yes around. I'm a man on the scene. I can give you what you want. Just come go home with me. I got some good old loving and I got better in store. When I get through throwing it on you, you got to come back for more. Boys will come my dime by my loving, but that ain't nothing but drugstore love. Pretty little thing, let me light the count, called mama, I'm sure hard to hell and I yes around.
That is Otis Redding here on KX93.5, Laguna's Only FM, doing his song, Hard to Handle. I'm John Troy, and you are listening to my program, John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack, here on KX93.5. I am in Laguna Beach, California, and it is a little bit after 10 o'clock p.m., and that was Otis Redding. Now, some of you may recognize that song. That was a hit for the Black Crowes, sort of their debut hit. I think a lot of people think that that was their song. No. And if it sounded really familiar, the way it was done, that's because the Black Crowes hewed very closely to the original that was written and performed originally by Otis Redding, right down to the Yes or Am. You know, so the Black Crowes are fine. I'm not knocking the Black Crowes. They're a good band, good rock band. I like them. But if you're not familiar with Otis Redding, you should become familiar with them. Like it's as often happens with me, the best songs of a particular artist are not the best songs, but the most popular, the most well-known songs are some of the weakest, in my opinion. Now, Sitting on the Dock of the Bay, the two biggest songs for Otis were Sitting on the Dock of the Bay and Try a Little Tenderness. They're both good songs. I mean, anything that Otis did was great. Don't get me wrong, but compared to so much of his whole portfolio, his whole repertoire, those two songs, Dock of the Bay and Try a Little Tenderness, were kind of toward the bottom of the pile, in my opinion. Hard to Handle is a little farther up the line. As far as I'm concerned, that's Otis Redding. Going to move on to this next song. Oh, the theme. That was Hard to Handle. What do you need to handle some? Hands. Every song, every title in tonight's show has the word hand in it. I've been thinking about body parts for some reason. And this next song is Willie and the Hand Jive. Now, this... I got a little confused when I was pulling this song down because it said on iTunes that it was by Bo Diddley. Now, Bo Diddley, this song has the Bo Diddley beat. It's a signature rhythm Bo Diddley's signature rhythm. There was nothing really like it in pop music when he came out. It was an African. It's an African rhythm, and it's ubiquitous now. It's been used by, I would run out of time if I listed all the people who have used this rhythm. It's a five accent beat over four bars, over two bars. I'm sorry, four bars. So you got the, like the first bar is one, two, three, four, bump, bump, bump. See, so you got one, then the and of two, and then the four. So one, two, three, four, bump, bump, bump. And then the next bar is the rest of the pattern, which is they followed on the two and the three. So it sounds like one, two, three, four, bump, 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 bump. Now that is a strong and syncopated and sexy beat. That's the beat that Bo Diddley used many times. Now, this song, Willie and the Hand Drive, was written by Johnny Otis. So it made it seem like it was a Bo Diddley version, so I listened to it. And you know what? It doesn't sound like Bo Diddley singing. So if anybody out there knows more, I wasn't able to do enough research to clear this up. But this is a Bo Diddley beat, Bo Diddley beat for sure. But it sounds like Johnny Otis singing. So here's Willie and the Hand Jive by I'm not sure who. The censors thought it was a glorification of masturbation, which I don't see why it needs any more glory. Let's listen to either Johnny Otis or Bo Diddley or whomever do Willie and the Hand Jive here on KX 93.5, Laguna's only FM. Listen.
Named Rockin' Billy. He can walk and stroll in Susie Q and do that crazy hand jive too. Papa told Willie, you'll ruin my home. You and that hand jive has got to go. Willie said, Papa, don't put me down. They're doing that hand jive all over town. Hand jive, hand jive, hand jive, doing that crazy hand jive. Mama, mama, look at Uncle Joe. He's doing that hand jive with Sister Flo. Grandma gave baby sister a dime. Said, do that hand jive one more time. Doctor and a lawyer and an Indian chief. Now they all dig that crazy beat. Way out Willie gave them all a treat. When he did that hand jive with his feet. Hand jive. Well, the baby got famous in his crib, you see. Doing the hand jive on TV.
All right, that was either Johnny Otis or Bo Diddley or, I don't know, doing Willie and the Hand Jive here on KX 93.5, Laguna's only FM. Now, if you see any old videos, any old YouTube clips of the Beatles or the Kinks or somebody or Hullabaloo or Midnight Special, sometimes you look out and they'll show the audience, and the kids are doing this clapping with this little routine they're doing. It's a version of the same thing. It's like dancing in your seat. Because sometimes they're, stay in your seats, kids. Because, you know, if you're happy and you know it, it's a sin. So stay in your seats, no dancing. So they would sort of do this thing. You've seen, they clap, and there's a series of things. They'd clap and then roll their hands over each other, you know, and then stick one in the air and the other one in the air and then clap again, this pattern. Sort of, it was called hand dancing. Okay, this next song is by Michael Bloomfield. Mike Bloomfield. He was born in 43 and died in 81. He was a heroin addict, died of an overdose. He was an American musician, born in Chicago. Became one of the first popular music superstars of the 60s to earn his reputation almost entirely on his instrumental prowess, since he rarely sang, which was different in those days. That was a new thing. Usually it was the singers that got noticed, but he was known, especially, I started playing guitar around those days, and all musicians knew who Mike Bloomfield was. I saw him twice, as a matter of fact. I saw him with the Butterfield Blues Band and Electric Flag. This song is a regular 12-bar blues. We'll talk more later about what a 12-bar blues is, but it's a repeating 12-bar pattern. He was respected for his guitar playing, and he knew and played with many of Chicago's blues legends even before he achieved his own fame. So, in 2003, he was ranked at number 22 on Rolling Stone's 100 Greatest Guitarists of All Time. So let's give an ear to Michael Bloomfield doing I've Got You in the Palm of My Hand here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Listen.
I don't say you don't love me. I don't say I ain't your man. I don't say you don't love me. I don't say I ain't your man. You know I'm in love with you, babe. I got you right in the palm of my hand. Sitting on the corner, you all alone. You be a messin' with a black hair bone. Don't you worry, can't help you none. I'm a seventh son of a seventh son. I don't say you don't love me. I don't say I ain't your man. You know I'm in love with you, baby. I got you in the palm of my hand. All right. On your baby, telltale all over the lane. You know I'm in love with you. I'm your hoochie, coochie man. I can love you in the morning. I can love you at night. I can make you cry, baby. Gonna feel alright. Don't say you don't love me. I don't say I hate your man. I'm in love with you, darling. I got you in the palm of my hand. Oh yeah.
All right, that was Michael Bloomfield doing I've Got You in the Palm of My Hand. This is John Troy, and you're listening to John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. Tonight's theme is songs with the word hand in the title. There's a lot of them. So moving along, we're going to listen to Clarence Carter. Now, Clarence Carter is still around. He was born in 1936. He's a blues and soul singer, musician, songwriter, record producer. His most successful records included Slip Away. Why don't we slip away, slip away? That one. Sorry about my voice. I got these nodules on my vocal cords that I developed over 40 years of singing. They just cropped up a couple months ago. It's a concern. The first line of strategy to deal with them is to not sing and to not use your voice, which is a catch-22 proposition for me because I have to pay the rent. I'm a working professional musician, so I can't not sing. And the other alternative is surgery, which scares the pants off me because it's a very delicate operation. And even somebody like Julie Andrews, with all the money she has, her voice was pretty much destroyed. It was catastrophic, the result. So I don't want to, you know, I've lost a big piece out of the middle of my vocal range, and it's no joke. But I'm hanging in there, folks. I'm hanging in. It'll be fine. I'm not worried much. So Clarence Carter. Now, he had his big hits back. His last big hit was Strokin' in 1985. So this song is more recent than that. And you can hear that he's not using any musicians, or hardly any, that is. He's got a drum machine. You can tell it's a drum machine because it's a repeating pattern that never varies. There's these accent and these little hits and the open and closing of the hi-hat. It just never varies. So that's a pretty, I mean, if you're just going on the sound alone, it's pretty hard to tell because drum machines, the technology is so amazing these days. It sounds like actual drum kit. But the repetition, the exact repetition that comes around every couple of bars, tips you off that it's a drum machine. And there's this guitar sounding thing, but I don't think it is a guitar. I might be wrong, but they have the keyboards they have. I mean, they can make keyboards these days. They can make a keyboard sound like anything. I mean anything. And so this has a guitar-y sounding thing, but I think it's a keyboard, and the bass is a keyboard. So I think this whole thing was probably done by one guy. Like Clarence sang the song, and he had one guy in the studio. Why? Well, money. You know, Clarence, his heyday was back then. He didn't want to spend a lot of money paying a bunch of studio musicians. So, you know, he can get a good sound this way, and it is. It's a good sound. I prefer a band of living players, but it sounds good. And what sells it for me is you get Clarence Carter singing. He's a sweet, sweet singer. Good old school, sweet soul singer. Let's listen to Clarence Carter sing Hand Me Down Love here on KX93.5. Laguna's only FM. Listen.
I know you think I'm crazy.
Clarence Carter doing Hand Me Down Love here on KX93.5, Laguna's Only FM. I'm John Troy, and I'm here in Laguna Beach, California. I'm looking over at Meeks across the console from me. He's going to be coming on after me with his new show, his second time out, I think, tonight. We'll be following directly after me his alternative music, or what do you call it, late?
That was last week.
Early, late. Oh.
This week is different.
This week is different, okay. But it's a big sonic experience with Meeks starting at 11 o'clock. All right, so stick around for that. And we're sitting here. It's quiet. The street outside is dark and pretty quiet. There's no foot traffic. An occasional car goes by. And the broad, dark Pacific at my back. All right. Let's move along. More songs with the word hand or hands in the title. This is John Anderson. Now, he's a country singer. A lot of people don't like country. A lot of people close their minds to a whole genre. They say, I don't like rap. I don't like opera. I don't like country. Well, if you do that, you're stupid because good music is everywhere. It's just everywhere. So keep your mind open. You know, there's a lot. You know what? There's some. This is a ranchero, that Mexican sort of country music that's very popular here in Orange County in Southern California. I had a hard time with that. I got to admit. But you know what? When I have a hard time with something, what do? With a genre, you know what I do? I listen. I keep listening because if it's popular, there must be something there. There must be something. When I was young, I didn't get jazz. I didn't get straight ahead jazz. It bored me, you know, because I came up. I listened to. I grew up with a lot of music around the house, church music, stuff like that. Both my parents made music in the church, and then I sort of went along. I sort of went along with the trend in those days. I was into Broadway and movie soundtracks, and I got into folk music. It came up, and you know, Joan Baez and Bob Dylan, and then I got into what was popular on the radio in those days: Motown, rock and roll, the Kinks, the Beatles, all that stuff, you know. And now and then, I heard straight ahead jazz. I'd hear something like Coltrane or Miles Davis or somebody like that, and I sort of glazed over. You know, it just didn't appeal. I didn't get it. And when I was about 21 or so, and I became a musician, and I felt like I was missing. I had this feeling, I had this certainty that I was missing something, that it was over my head, because it was generally regarded as an art form, as an American art form. And these people who generated it were highly, highly regarded as geniuses and such. I was aware of that. So I thought, oh, there's something I'm not getting. So I got Love Supreme. and by John Coltrane, and Maiden Voyage by Herbie Hancock. I got those two LPs, and I just played them. I alternated them. I just played them for days, just back to back, over and over and over. I just played them, And you know what? It was like an epiphany or a revelation, you know, something that's like a light came on. And all of a sudden, and ever since then, I'm a huge jazz fan. I would play more jazz on this radio station, but it's not really the thrust of the format, what they're really going for here. Although I am free to play what I want, but I have to also be aware of the context, as we all do, or maybe not. Let's stop talking, John, and listen to this next song. Oh yeah, what was I talking about? I was talking about country music. I like country music. This is a little more rocky country. This is John Anderson. Now, he grew up listening to, he was born in 54, and he grew up listening to Jimi Hendrix and the Rolling Stones. He was big fans of that, and he was playing guitar, and he was a rocker, you know. But then when he was about 17 or something, he bumped into George Jones and Merle Haggard, and just that really sent him over the moon, and that's the way he went. He went it all the way. But you can hear that rock influence in his stuff. Let's listen to John Anderson do Keep Your Hands to Yourself here on KX 93.5, Laguna's only FM. Listen.
And keep your hands to yourself. Oh, baby, 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 why you wanna treat me this way? You know I'm still your lover, boy. I still feel the same way. That's when she told me the story about free milk and a cow. She said, no hugging, no kissing till I get a wedding vow. She said, don't give me no lines and keep your hands to yourself.
All right, that's John Anderson doing Keep Your Hands to Yourself here on KX93.5, Laguna's Only FM. Well, that's a country song. That's what it's called. That's what box it's in, but sounds like rock and roll to me. I'm sorry, but it does. I mean, you put that up against any kind of old Rolling Stones song, doesn't it? That sounded to me like the Rolling Stones to me on that outro. You know, just rocking out. Man, that's some nice guitar playing. So we're going to listen to Leanne Rimes now. Now, this is a little more country-ish, but it's got sort of a cool zing to it. Listen for the first part of that Bo Diddley beat here and there in this song, that boom, boom, boom. And now and then, you know, I'm telling you, it's everywhere. It's everywhere, that syncopation. This is a good drummer. There's a breakdown toward the end. A breakdown is when everything gets quiet. It's very dramatic. It makes it interesting when they change the volume, when they bring it way down. You notice if somebody speaks really quietly, you tend to lean in and listen a little more closely. You know, I would talk like this all the time because this is FM radio, you know, and we are here in Laguna Beach, here in the middle. But that's not the way I talk. And when you're playing a song and it's rocking along, and all of a sudden, zap, it comes down and it's quiet, it draws you in. It sort of wakes you up. You know, it's like, wow, what are they doing now? It makes you listen more closely. It draws you in. It's a very effective tool. It adds to the dynamics of the song. Well, that's what they do toward the end of the song. They bring it way down. It's still rocking along, bring it way down. And listen to the drummer. He's playing this paradiddle, this pattern on the rim of the snare drum. The snare drum is the snare drum that settles right between the drummer's knees. That's the one that's giving it to you hard. The one between his knees is the one that's giving it to you hard on the 2 and 4. That's called the snare drum. It's called a snare drum, but the snare is this corrugated metallic kind of ribbon. It's a metallic ribbon that is stretched across the bottom of the drum, see? And that's what gives it, when that thing is stretched tight, then that means the snare is on. The snare drum is on, see? And that's what gives it that rifle-sounding crack. If you turn this lever and it makes that little, it's called the snare, it makes it sort of hang loose, then the snare sounds like any tom. It has a muffled Indian drum, tom-tom kind of sound. It's the snare that gives it that rifle shot, that cutting pow, you know. And toward the end there, the guy's playing the snare drum. He's just playing on the rim. It's a metal. Well, not necessarily, but, the rim of the, you can hear him playing the sticks. He's just hitting the rim of the snare drum. Okay. Okay. Let's listen to Leanne Rimes do her song Upper Hand here on KX93.5, Laguna's Only FM. Listen.
Sugar in a bowl, an eager man's always an easy catch. Butter on the skillet, whiskey in a glass. To start a flame, you gotta light a match. Ooh, you know what it wants, you know what it wants.
Get a hold of your man.
Yeah, there goes those mosquitoes. That's Leanne Rimes doing Upper Hand here on KX93.5, Laguna's Only FM. I'm John Troy, and the name of the show is John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. I'll hold my sack up against anybody's because all my grooves are crunchy. Now, speaking of giving it to you hard, this is the Pointer Sisters doing Slow Hand. Now, looking around, researching these songs, I've sort of rediscovered the Pointer Sisters. I haven't thought about them for a long time. I like their singing, you know. I said this last week. I played another song by them. I like their singing because they just sing straight ahead. They don't have a lot of gymnastics and a lot of melisma. Melisma is a word that means a lot of notes on one vowel. People who well-known practitioners would be someone like Christina Aguilera, people like her. I mean, it's an impressive technique. It's an impressive talent. But, you know, she can sing Oh Say Can You See. She can sing those five words and produce. I actually counted them once because there was some controversy about her singing some song. And I counted the notes that she got into Oh Say Can You See, and it was some... It was something like 30. It was something like 30 notes in Oh Say Can You See. And she was just, you know, the song hadn't even started yet. Lord. The Pointer Sisters, I don't know which one is singing the lead on this one, but they just had a way of singing the song straight. And it's nice to hear just a voice doing what the songwriter intended. And this song, Slow Hand, is sort of a tutorial on sex. So, young man, pay attention. This is the Pointer Sisters doing their song Slow Hand here on KX93.5, Laguna's Only FM. Listen. Yeah, no heated rush. That's the Pointer Sisters doing Slow Hand. So take your time, fella. She'll let you know. Take your time. This is Keb Moe coming up next to and Hand It Over. It's a gospel song that he's finger-picking, acoustic guitar, and hand claps and vocal. That's it. So it's nice playing. And where are the claps? This is my ongoing campaign to get everybody to clap on the 2 and the 4. That's a 4-4 beat. 1, 2, 3, 4. It's 1, 2, 3, 4. Not 1, 2, 3, 4. 1. No, don't do that. Friends don't let friends clap on the 1 and 3. All right, so here you'll hear it right here. They're clapping on the 2 and the 4. This is Keb Moe doing Hand It Over. Listen. Oh, here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Listen.
If your problem won't go away and your worry night and day, hand it over. Get on your knees and pray. If you're sick, feeling low, got no money, got nowhere to go, hand it over. Get on your knees and pray. Can't find. All you need is a hand to hold. It'll heal your body, feed your soul. The road is dark and you can't find your way. Let the Spirit light the way. Hand it over. Get on your knees and pray.
That's Keb Moe doing Hand It Over here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Ah, it's awful good, isn't it? Okay, now I'm going to play I Want to Hold Your Hand. Now, I didn't want to do the one we all know, so I was looking for, there's a German version, because the Beatles played in Germany a lot, so they worked up a German version, and it's on one of their early records. It was Komm, gib mir deine Hand. But it's really, it's not on, it wasn't on iTunes to buy. It's hard to get Beatles stuff online. It's, maybe it's not hard for some people, for some of you kids, but it is for me. So I settled for this. I wanted something a little different. This is Manny Manuel. He is a Puerto Rican singer. And, this is, a merengue. Now, merengue is a kind of, it's a 2-4 time. That's where there's two beats per bar, and a quarter note gets one beat. But it basically sounds like a 4 on the floor. It's boom, 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 like that. And but it's and on the surface, it sounds simple. But if there's a lot going on, and there's more than I can talk about here, There's an awful, awful lot going on. And it's very deceptive because on the surface it sounds simple. But if you pick out just one instrument and focus on it, you'll start to hear how dense the complexity and syncopation is going. Rhythmically, this is very sophisticated stuff. I mean, just listen to the horn charts, or pick out one of the hand instruments, or listen to just the keyboard. Just focus on one of those instruments, or the bass, you know, and your mind should be blown. Lively Latinos, they in merengue and also in salsa, they go through a song, like the song's over. They do the song. Ta-da, song's done. So now let's have fun with it. The song has two parts. It's a very common technique in Latin music. So where it's like they bring it to a boil in a lot of most American music, rock and roll, they bring it to a boil and then the song's done. Ta-da. But in this one, they bring it to a boil, so let's cook. So they keep going. It's so great. It just, you know, and this the merengue dance, go ahead and YouTube merengue to see how sexy this dance is. It just gives itself to getting those hips going back and forth. This is Ellen, and the Spanish they have to change it a little bit to make it work in the song, so it doesn't translate directly like I Want to Hold Your Hand. It's Dame la mano y ven, which means give me your hand and come. Okay, this is Manny Manuel doing I Want to Hold Your Hand, or Dame la mano y ven, here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Oye.
Dame la mano y ven, dame tu mano y ven, dame tu mano y ven. Pero dime, sin rodeos, si es mío tu querer. Y mientras me lo dices, dame la mano y ven.
need a baby on your neck. No, I wanna hold your hand.
Manny Manuel doing I Want to Hold Your Hand, Dame la Mano y Ven, here on KX 93.5, Laguna's Only FM. I'm John Troy, and this has been John Troy's Groovy, Crunchy Groove Sack. And I've had a great time tonight. That last song, if you're interested, is from an album called Tropical Tribute to the Beatles. And my sweetheart, Annie Astrid, introduced me to that, and it's a great album, all different artists doing Beatles songs. The Latin approach is really, really cool. I recommend it. It's available. It's out there. You can find me on Facebook at John Troy Music. I will be, there's a benefit for Bob Hawkins, who had a heart attack and needs money. There's a benefit, Tuesday night, the night of the 3rd, whenever that is, at Mozambique. So please... keep that in mind. I'll be playing, I'll be there, and a lot of people will be there. And I will also be at the Hotel Laguna on Friday night. So that's it for me. Meeks and Big Sonic Experience is up next. So thanks a lot for listening, and to all, a good night.